Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. What you got going on?
Tony dragged my mouse to go play tennis.
Tennis at night?
I mean, oh no, we're not going out later to play tennis. We were playing tennis.
What do you know about tennis?
With Tony?
No, you.
We're just playing for fun.
It took me a while to get the whole cricket stance out of my muscle memory. The last bar I know.
They say you have a good two hand and left hand.
When it comes to tennis, I have one hand.
So all your shots are from the left? So 20 for tennis?
The left hand, two down, swim it.
Technically, no, just for fun. I just started like 2 days ago.
Okay. Because I'm trying to remember like the form to it, and is it usually the left hand that you hold the two rackets with? Well, the racket with? Then again, I don't watch sports. I'm allergic.
This man live with a whole tennis pro.
Oh, true.
And you asked too.
I thought, you know, that was the thing that y'all were into.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, tennis. Remember I told you I played that one time with Janelle Butter when I was in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so I only ever played. Yeah, it was one time. We met some guys there, and we started after them. And I know they were going for me before us. Mm-hmm. And when we were dead, they were still going, bro. Still going strong.
It's a workout for sure. That should make you sweat.
How's work for you, bro?
I don't even know what to say about work. Work is just work now. I try not to knock on my head too much with it. JJ doing his own thing despite what I'm saying. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. I had this weird ass incident at work where I was measuring a piece, right? And I think I was telling Evron that this week. I think it was yesterday itself.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, like the piece is 174 inches. And I'm trying to mark the center line, which is like 87 right inches. I measure it. I got the full measurement. I was like, all right, bet. I go and put my marker at the center line, and I said, just to make sure, let me check from the other end. So I know for sure it's center to center. I go on the other end, I realize the center line moved. I was like, that's strange. So I measured again from each side, 174. So I said, nice. So I measured to the center still moving around. So I was like, how is this even possible? So I go and I square up the edges. I put the square on it, line it, make sure it's perfect. I make sure there's no kind of bevel or anything. It's straight. Put the grinder to it to make sure it's smooth, clean, and straight. There's no extra piece of metal giving it to whatever. I measure, go back to center, try from the other end. Center line keep moving. Now, I just made a big discovery because I just discovered a new type of metal, a living metal. Because there's no other explanation to why that center line was moving back and forth. So I'm really sitting down here trying to contemplate, like, am I losing my mind? So I sent a video to a couple of people. Everyone got the video. And he also baffled because now I sent him two videos. I sent him the first half of me measuring. Then I flip it. Now he's coming up with his theories. Maybe it's not level on both sides. I said, bro, it can't be. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. It's just not going to look uniform. At the end of the day, it's the correct length, the dimensions that the leg need to be for this trampoline. Who cares about that center brace? So I did what I did, just moved on, ignored it. And yeah, we'll see what happens. When I sent everyone the picture, you literally see two center lines on the thing.
I literally see it, bro. They're running parallel. I'm just like, what was the center line for? Like, just a support?
Yeah, just to put a piece of support in there. But I'm doing three super tramps. So I wanted them to look all uniform, you know? I don't want you to just be over by a smidge. And you're like, hey, what's going on with this one? I was like, I don't know, center moving. But the thing is, I took up how much tape measures I had.
That's not the Spider-Man one.
Oh, no, I already sent out that one. That one came out nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that one got out to Australia, I think, last week or before the long weekend. So that was last week. Yeah. I tried how many different measuring tapes on it, dog? 3, 4, 5, 6 different measuring tapes all telling me the same thing. So I'm like, it's not the measuring tape. So I have no idea of to know why that metal was moving. But I'm convinced it's alive. Bro, I tell this man to check every day in the mornings at 8. So I work at 7 to 6, right? When I come in, I said, at least give me an hour so I can figure some shit out to figure what I'm going to do with the day, right? So coming at 8 o'clock. If I don't have nothing for you at 8, come back after lunch. Sometimes I don't see this man for 2 days. And I'm like, how is this going over your head? I say it every time I see you. How are you? I'm like, do I have to talk to somebody? Well, I don't want to be the reason why somebody not eating, but I'm just trying to figure out if you're retarded. I'm going to cut him so slack because at the end of the day, the only reason he's still there.
Is he like certified like you are, or is he just like a guy who can do things?
No, he's just a help. They literally hired him part-time and I told him to take his time because I already know that once he finished what he needs to do, Ryan is going to fire him. So I'm just like, I don't want nobody to like not eat. So I'm trying to like stretch out all the work. Like there's a bundle of stuff that he needs to cut. And I said, don't rush to cut those, dog. Just chill. So he's been here for more than 4 months now. And this man, when he started? Yeah, I think he started in January or February. So the man here for at least 7 months. I just don't understand how he's still not coming in at 8 o'clock. So at first I was like,
Ryan don't say anything.
Ryan only come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So when he comes in, he's doing strictly business. And when he's home, he's making like trampoline, custom-made trampoline beds and stuff. So I don't really disturb him about nonsense in the shop, right? One of his roommates work upstairs making and threading the trampoline beds. So I'm like, he always up there talking and shit. I leave some notes for this man since last week, right? Because I'm assuming sometimes he have a problem understanding what I'm saying. Because this week self, I said, hey, and I make sure I write everything and then tell him, right? So you don't have an excuse. On the paper, I said, cut one side. Make sure the whole length of this piece of pipe is 11 and a quarter. On one side, you cut it at 35 degrees. And the other side, you cut it at 31 degrees, right? When you measure it from edge to edge, should be 11 and a quarter. I go back to work and I see this man throw the thing in the bandsaw and then flip it. And I was like, hey, bitch. The angle didn't change by itself, no. So that's what I'm saying in my head, but I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. So I watch him make a mistake on 10 pieces. And then I watch him look at it. No, listen. I watch him look at it. I watch him lock off the machine. I watch him take off his glove and left out of the shop. And I'm here like, yeah, I have to correct those, but just cool. And he didn't once look at me, dog. And I'm like, so you're not going to tell me you made the fucking mistake? 10 pieces.
Yep, fuck that one.
And that was yesterday. No, I didn't even see him the whole of today.
I need to picture this man to see if he look at them.
Bro, I leave instructions. Since 2 weeks ago, I tell him I made some turnbuckles so they can adjust the trampolines. Like, it's 3 sets and I made 120 of each, right? And then I tell him, cut the threaded bar so I can make some more when the time comes. It's still sitting in a bucket. This man had the heart this week to ask me, so what's there to do? And I'm looking around at bare legs that need to clean, other stuff. And I'm like, I want to ask him, before you asked me this, did you look around? Because there's a lot of things. He's like, is anything a priority? And I'm like, well, everything is a priority. Like, what I'm doing right now, you can't help me with, so go do these. He's like, okay, I'll just do it when, you know, after lunch or on Friday. Because I leave at 12 or 1 on Friday. So he could just come and have the whole shop for himself and whatnot, whatnot. But the Friday will come and he's still not doing. I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing. Because I already did my part. They hired him to clean and help cut shit. So I'm just going to do my part. And if they ask me, hey, something, something. I was like, I'm waiting. For who? JJ. That's all I'm going to say. And if they ask him why he not doing his work. Because he's a big fucking man. Man look like he in his mid-30s. What am I talking to this big man? What am I supposed to treat him like a child? I can't disrespect him like that. I'm just trying to be reasonable because I'm like, if I was in his situation and I'm learning.
I literally, like, every time you talk about him, I think he's 21. Or, like, nah. You know, like, fresh out. Like,
Nah, big fucking man, bro.
I see your frustration.
I'm like, it wouldn't take me this long to... When you're going to a workshop, one of the things that they tell you is to never look idle. Always find something to do. If nothing there to do, sweep.
Yeah, just do something. You have to do hard work. Just do something.
Do something.
Let's sort out some screws. Straighten some nails. Like, whatever it is. Yeah.
When I'm welding, I give this... They have this, like, screen protector or screen divider in the shop, right? To protect people who are like passing by, so you don't the welding arc don't flash you and you know get stunned or blind or something over a period of time. I tell this man this is for his protection because I'm wearing a mask. Every time I'm welding, I have to look over my shoulder just to see if his eyes can see the blade because he just won't move the thing. Sometimes I'm welding and I'm putting my gloves so close to the weld so some of the flash don't go directly into his eye, and I'm like, why am I doing all this for this man? Who cares if he gets blind? I find myself literally stop welding, dragging his screen between me and him. And I'm like, I am doing a lot of work for this man's safety.
But he don't care.
Yeah, so why do I? I don't get it.
Daphne raised it right. Actually, no, that's more of a Teddy. As a Teddy, given... Teddy, we don't do the same thing.
I'm gonna leave soon. I'm thinking about joining this union. I want to go and spend some money to get my license them back because I haven't had them renewed since I left college. So I think there's like... Oh, two, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just to give me more credential. Like, oh, I'll give you the... It's okay. So I was telling somebody about it because they were like, why you need a license for the weld? And I was like, it's just like an extra precaution. Like, if I have a license and you don't have a license and we both have the same level of skills, I am more credible. So if there's a mistake or if I make a weld and then the structure break, it's not because of me and my lack of skills because I have the credentials to say that I'm good at welding. It's literally the building's fault for breaking. But if you don't have that license and something happened, they're like, well, you're incompetent. It's your fault. Yeah, so it's like a safety thing. So there's no, once you have your license and you fail, it's like, he's not the guy. So I want to get those things. But I think when I went in school, I had to pay like $150 and we got a discount for each of the welding tests. So like, I think at least each welding process, like stake, take, make, they have like the standard horizontal weld position. So that's flat. And then you could do horizontal overhead. Actually, I won't say six, but there's the basic one, the vertical, horizontal, and overhead welds, and you get three tickets. So that's three licenses for one. So I'm trying to see if if I can, I'll go for the stick because I enjoy doing that one. That one is like for outdoors. And if I can do that one and join a union, I could probably work on like skyscrapers and shit, like them high-rise building. So that should be good. Yeah, I want to change it up a bit. Work outside.
Yeah, I saw some guys the other day working on a parkade.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those lifts, the lift things.
Yeah.
Working on the side and like the railings for it, you know? Yeah. So I was like, I was literally going to take a snap and be like, but then I was like, I don't know. I know the whole qualified thing. So I don't even know if the type of welding they're doing is the one that you do. Like, I have no idea as to what you do versus what they're doing type of thing.
But most there's a high chance that if he's outside, he was doing stick because the winds up there will probably blow the gas coverage. So they'll probably need the cleaning material on the rod itself instead of being a gas. So it's probably stick. Yeah. And for those, you probably just need a commercial climbing license to get into those, to be honest, because that's the only other thing, like safety to climb. Once you can weld. It's just the other things like for deep sea, like underwater welding, you need a commercial diving license. For high rise, you just need a climbing license. So they know that you put on your harness and you have your safety shit and all that.
So it's not necessarily like you have to go on. Okay, but for the license, it's like, is a test that you would say you have to study for, or you just have to like go in and just show them what you're capable of, and if you qualify, you get it?
It's just...
Or is it like just practical?
It's simply, once you did it once, you know how to do it. That's all. It's like, they'll give you like a... How big is the steel? An inch or a quarter? Okay, I think it's a half inch plate of steel. It's bevel on both ends. You put it together and it either has a gap or it doesn't have a gap. And you just weld it till it's high. You grind it down, clean it. And then they'll cut it into three pieces and bend it and do the stress test. So they'll cut it against the grain so you can see the weld when you cut it down. So you know if your weld is good, and they'll spray like a solution on it, and it'll show you if there's any faults in it, any holes, any porosity that will make this weld weak. and then they'll do a bend test. And if it looks good on the bend test, you'll pass. But sometimes they put it on the X-ray machine to see if there's any microfractures or tears or anything. If it's done with X-ray, that shit is because they're testing you for like pressure vessels and stuff. But usually a bend test will be suffice to get your license. Yeah, it's neat. It's neat.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, this is... Like, I never thought your thing was a simple thing. But every time you're talking, I just realize it's more complex than I've anticipated. Like, in theory, it seems pretty simple. You're just
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, anybody could do that. I could join any. I could use group, you know. I could stick things together, you know.
Yeah, but I definitely need to leave in order to grow my potential. Like, a lot of other places, if you work and you don't have a license, they'll try to fund you.
Yeah.
And let you, you know, pay for you to go get your license, you know, and you get to learn other things. And there's like, if you go to any other shop, at least you have another welder with experience that could tutor you or tell you like where you're going wrong. I'm literally just doing my own thing because my welds literally getting the job done as sticking metal to metal. They just fine with it. And I'm like, it's cool. The pay is nice, but growth wise, it's not cutting it for me. Like at this point, I can't even get a raise because of how COVID fuck up the business. Like, they're not selling as much. So, like, why pay me more, you know? And it's not like a steady increase. Like, every 6 months, the paycheck go up like 25 cents or some shit. It's not like that. But I know, like, other places, they do. So, if I go into the union, definitely the pay will drop and I'll have to pay, like, union dues plus tax. And, yeah, you're going to seem like shit. You're making less money. But that's only for like a couple months. Cause once I start rolling the ball, the pay will increase fast. And then based on the jobs and longevity, the pay will just keep going up.
Question. Have you considered how taxes work in general? Like, have you, okay, for example, right? I know somebody, I have a family member who works and they make on average, I know for her weekend job alone, she works in 8 hour shift and she gets $50 an hour. Right,
mm-hmm.
That $50 an hour, when we look at it before taxes, is quite a lot of money at the end of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the tax bracket she's in, she's basically at the entrance of a higher tax bracket or a tax bracket that gets taxed a lot. So yeah. Other people that make maybe like a bit more than her end up taking home less because they have more overall, but because she's that close to that bracket line here, it's that margin. She's a manager working in a hospital, and sometimes some of the nurses or some of the managers that are beneath her that report to her, because they make less, they're in the lower tax bracket, and at the end of the month, they take home more money than she does by a significant amount. It's like, it's because literally where she's at in her tax bracket with what she makes now, even though she makes so much, she only takes somewhere around half of her paycheck. Half of what she works for is what she gets.
So she, because of her bracket, she don't get tax return, does she?
I don't know, but I feel like for some reason, there's always squabbling about her owing. Yes, there's always something in the tax man. I always get something wrong. It's like, it's very tricky because of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, if you were to get into the union and you would make more money, what tax bracket would you be in? What if you started making more money to the point where you end up taking less? Would that now mean that on top of that job, you're now going to have to find a side hustle to get you actually the money that you're really trying to bring home? And that's what I'd be thinking now. Because I was literally like, yo, I look at all these jobs, I'm like, yo, people making this much money an hour. Like, when I saw what she made, I was like, shook. I'm like, well, you balling, you know? Just to hear her say, explain it to me, I'm like, whoa, that make no friggin' sense. That's just stupidness.
Yeah, because that's I think at least at, off each paycheck, I think I use like either 200 to 400 on tax. When I say that, I mean like for employment, this is CPP, EI, and federal income. I think federal income take like $200 to $300. So the rest is just like for whatever, right? And yeah, every time I see it, I'm just like, man, you know how $400 could have done me right now? But no, the government just had that. It's annoying. But I know for like, let's say the household, because of like, everybody combined interest. Well, I shouldn't say my combined interest, like for Shamaka's interest and his business intertwined. Mm-hmm. I think because of the income, they reach like a cap. Like, so they ceiling. Don't get back. Yeah, ceiling. So they don't get back. And
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So like if I ever got to that point we're making enough money with the government's like, yeah, you know, if you don't need no fucking cash back, I'm not gonna complain. I'm gonna just check myself to figure out how far I came and realize I need to cut down some of these expenses. I can't really complain, but if I'm making too much and then I have to start pay them.
Cause like, it almost like, this person have a whole master's degree and the education she has, bro, that she needs to get to have the job she has to get the pay she's getting. It's a lot, right? And I'm like, people who are a lot less certified than she is in a lower role that report to her, it don't make sense in my head, bro. It don't make sense in my head, bro. And then her thinks she don't get overtime and all them things, you check? So it's like, it just, and bro, it almost seems like it don't pay to be ambitious when it comes to working for people. Or you just have to be ambitious to the point where, like, you can't be you can't be well off. Because well off is not okay. You either have to be on the lower end or the higher end. If you're in the middle ground, you suck up, you know?
I know what you mean.
That's the thing in Canada, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I really don't know. Now I'm looking at all these people, I'm like, okay, they have money. But then that's just because they make that much money. So the people who actually have money are people that make that much money that they can go to do that. Like, you know, they can just... It's like, yeah, the government takes a huge chunk, but I'm still left with a chunk that's more than enough than what I need, you know? Because $50 an hour is not no little bit of money, bro.
Check, bro. I'm just thinking, if I got $50 an hour, jeez, I would not do the overtime I'm doing now. Literally, the overtime I'm doing, I'm getting like, what's my overtime like?
You work one day, and you're like, okay, that's my hydro. Or the 2 days, or the 3 days, no, for the rest of the week, you work 2 more days in that week, you work off your mortgage payment for that month, you know? And that's how I was looking at it until literally the whole tax breakdown, and I'm like, this is a scam of the highest degree.
Yeah, so how much you get taxed? Because, like, without tax, she's making, like, $8,000 a month. Bro, that's a lot of money, dog. Because I'm thinking...
So on your vacation, you still bringing home that much. But then, it almost don't even make sense to look at your paycheck anymore. Like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know how much I'm making. I just need to know how much hits in my bank account and go from there.
Yeah, I stopped looking at my thing, too. But it's crazy because... I'm always thinking, like, bro, if I could make $5,000, like, extra a month on my paycheck, and that can go straight to saving, but in 5 years, man, I'm a millionaire. Actually, maybe not a millionaire. actually, maybe. Like, just, like, $5,000 extra for 5 years, like, $300,000, right? And I'm just like, you know, that would do me real nice, and I can do a lot with that. And 5 years isn't long. It really isn't. I've been in Canada for 4 years. It's not that long. I just finished school. But to think you're making 800 and let's say you lose 1,000 or 2,000 to tax, right? That's still a lot of money. Because what are your monthly... like, even if you decide to have a mortgage, it's still a lot. Because, like, how much you have to pay down... Yo, for that, Americans make a lot of money.
10%?
I think it's at 15 or 5. No, it's 5. It's 5%, I think.
Oh, anyways, for taxes?
I think for mortgage, no? That's not what the payback for, that's the interest.
I have no idea.
I don't have a house. Like, I don't need to know. Yeah. Bro, I was watching a video on Instagram where just normal Americans were like, how much they pay a month for their rent. A man saying like 150, 115, 1500. Some saying like straight up $3,000 a month. And I'm like, well, yeah, what do you mean $3,000 a month, bro? You know? And another guy said he's paying like $5,000. I was like, what the fuck you do for work? Cause the numbers.
Why could you
afford? Yeah, like why are you paying these kind of prices?
Taxes.
That's what they paying that much for. Like
is that in taxes?
Taxes or like rent
and stuff. Oh no, that's just rent.
Oh
yeah.
And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, why pay all that money? Like, is the place that you're staying in really good? Because, like, if your job in America is paying you that well, that you're willing to just splurge an apartment, man, it don't seem like it pays off. Like, if everybody just decided to move out of America or all these high-paying places, would the rich people just move in? Because I feel like rich people are not going to settle for those low ass small house when they could just buy a mansion and a helicopter.
Yeah. Money is just a wild conversation in general, bro.
I just want to know how to make it properly.
That's the same. Because I thought, you know, what Surface was doing was making it. You check, you working for $50 an hour, you up there. And that's your part-time job. That's the job you do every other weekend. That's not the main job that you actually hold the senior position. She actually makes more at the other job, you check.
Mm.
But it's not a lot more. It's like it's a similar type position, but like
almost property. You work so
hard. Literally leave, bro. She leaves out that house at 8. Nope, cap 6. She's on the bus at 6, bro. 6 a.m. on the bus.
Oh, she catching a bus?
Yeah, because it's peaceful. She like that.
And, so she's saving, you know, guap.
You only have one vehicle and
she could have four.
Bro, she can't, because mind you, also look at it in perspective. Actually, maybe it's not that bad.
It's honest. Look,
maybe
look.
If they didn't have that other house, the other property.
So she put it all under her name, or she have like a business that she run everything under? Because like if she had a business set up, you then they'll tax
no
her.
Business.
She should do that. So they tax them differently for business, and they have like a bigger.
Bro,
Yeah, just tell her, register business and then put all the expenses under the business as used as collateral.
It just, when it comes to taxes, bro, is it up in Antigua privilege, bro? Antigua, you don't get, there's no income taxing.
Yeah, same in Nigeria.
Bro, no tax coming out of your paycheck, only like your benefits. Like, I mean, yeah, you do pay. Okay. You do pay certain tax.
Like in property tax, revenue. Like a dollar?
I'm not even sure. Bro, literally, as far as the numbers go, I have no clue. I have no idea of how those just like go back home. Even here, I just have no idea of numbers. I just know that it's injustice at best. I just know that, bro. It don't make sense, bro. That's why I understand why people that just say screw this and sell drugs.
If you have ever seen you walk around a place with a crate full of tennis balls, just know I'm selling drugs. I'm pretending to be literally, I'm gonna put a bunch of weed in the tennis ball. Actually, weed legal, so it's probably not gonna sell like that. I'm gonna sell cocaine out of a tennis ball. Yeah. So if y'all ever see some heavy green balls, don't touch them. It's mine.
They're here now in front of in at the door. The jig is up.
I'll toss them all out the window. I can live next to a dog park. So when the police knock on my door, I'll throw them out the window.
I know they go crazy, like the one from Paradise. That's what I'm like, bro. So like, I feel like in a situation like that, there's like an optimal amount you should aim to make, so that like you're either aiming for the stars or shooting to just make it, because just making it can actually pay off more than just making it with lots of overtime would get you exactly what you want. Yes, it takes away from some of your life, but like it will get you more than what she getting for the same sacrifice of her time and her life, you check? Even more.
My overtime just gave me that extra kick, right? For sure that it's doing well, because it's really helped me to hit off this, like, I call it this payment that I'm doing on this land. I plan to stop doing overtime once I pay off for it, so I can at least get back some time in my day, because, bro, it is brutal. I would love to be like my boss of my own, like, I don't know, company or idea or whatever, just do me. But I don't think people understand what it is that I really want. I want to create shit with my hands, and I want to have the funds to just grab some material, put it on a place and do some shit, and then relax and then go somewhere else and relax. You know what I mean? I just want that.
Yeah.
And that's the money is to fund my hobbies and my interests, yeah. Right? That's all I want. Once my bill's taken care of and I can spend my money doing that, I am Gucci.
That's it. That's all you want. Because you don't have no problem working on, you know, everybody understands you have to work to get what you want.
Yeah.
It's just like the goal is to not have to work so much to the point that you can't enjoy what you want.
Yeah, that's why I rate bosses, because then I realize that they put in a lot of work, and then they get people to do that same job, and then they get to take a lot of time off. So all they have to do is come in and say, hey, that look nice, or hey, how about we do this change? And they just come up with ideas and just give it to you to make it into a reality, or they do it themselves. I'm like, bro, what the fuck do you do now that you're home, not doing nothing. And you know what they do? Pick up another project. And I'm like, you could just do shit. And you know you have a steady income coming in. That's how a rich kid feel, like rich children.
Honestly, I feel like in this world, honestly, they don't have the slightest clue of how hard the shit really is, true. To be honest.
True.
Like, literally, growing up, not having to worry about certain things actually dampens, like, you as a person. Like, for me personally, I honestly feel if maybe we had it a bit harder growing up, I would have, like, more of a drive to do more of my own thing, and, you know, to create, you know. If I have a drive to build, I don't have a drive to create, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas somebody who does nothing, the drive to create is literally the only option to get out, you check? And that in turn makes them into more like a, you know, more of an apex predator in that regard, you check?
I feel you.
Like, so for like the rich people who literally, like I still have to, worry about shit. I have to worry about shit. But like for the people who, you know, I can see, like, compare myself to, like, other people who I know had it a bit harder, and I see, like, yo, they either have the drive to be great or just don't see a way out and have acceptance. For me, I don't have to have the drive for me to be great is not to be great on my own. It's to continue being great and being greater than great in a sense, but it's not like starting from scratch where the effort that was required would be as, you know, heinous or whatever. Like, I have less to lose by trying to be great than the typical person who would typically have to sacrifice everything to get to the point, to that same point, in that sense.
I feel you.
I'm like, yo. So, like, literally, when you say, like, you want to know how rich people feel, I don't know, because they literally don't care in the world, bro. Yeah. The fact that, yo, you can afford to do whatever you want, because, you know, if I break the law and I get arrested, first of all, I'm getting bail. Second of all, my whoever going to hire the best lawyer, so I'm getting out. Mm. Third of all, a criminal record ain't going to stop shit because I don't need to work for nobody. So it's just like all the things that a typical person would have to worry about that they don't have to, it doesn't help to mold the character, bro. It just make them loose.
I saw this video on Instagram. I think it's two people. And at some point, I'm like, I can't believe any more videos that y'all post because it just seems like it's fake now. The first video was this kid making noise at his dad because his dad was like, yeah, how could you spend like $10,000 or something in a day? And he's like,
oh, I saw that on models.
Mm-hmm.
On models too, bro.
He's telling his dad why, and his dad's like, okay, I can't understand. And then the next video is just like, yo, I got so embarrassed because, like, I was trying to buy a pizza and my card declined.
The credit card declined.
Oh, yeah.
And he was making mad noise and how, you know, and I was like, nigga, if I had $10,000 that my parents wouldn't care about losing, I would not do what you're doing, dog. I would not.
You check? Mm-hmm. But he has no reason to have to ever think that way, you check?
And the audacity of him to make noise at his parents who provided him with his free noise, money.
Bro.
I was looking at that and I'm just like, this.
You see somebody in a nice car, you automatically assume they're a douchebag because they don't appreciate hard work and all the things. And then they start to, like, not validate maybe their struggles and be like, well, you had it better off. But at the same time, bro, it's just, I don't know. I just don't know, never know how to feel. I just have to just not care.
Bro, it's like a conversation I was it was a conversation I was having with Tuffy and Billy. And we're talking about, like, the future and when robots decide to take over the workforce, like, what would humans do? Where would we get that work to give us purpose? Because, you know, some people, their work give them purpose in life, right? So it's like, in that situation when robots take over and we have so much time for ourselves, how would we make money? Would we go back to just creating art and poetry and shit like that? Because suppose I don't want to do none of that. So in my head, I'm thinking they'll have to restructure the whole of society in order to give them money to them to survive, right? And it would be, you either value handmade things more than robot-made things. It's like, oh, this shirt was made by humans, so it was $10. But the robot shirt, that's high quality also. It's for $5. So you have a lot of abundance in a lot of things because the robots made it. But that authentic human touch, give it a pizzazz, you know? And then the humans will come in for like 2 hours a day just to check up on these robots.
No, I just feel like it'll be a preference at that point.
Yeah, it would be a preference thing for sure. But like branding is everything. Oh, you want shit made by a robot and get it tomorrow? How about made by a human, high quality, and get it in 2 weeks? It was like the Gucci of the robot industry.
What do you think, like sweatshops and all them things, like with the child labor in like those lesser developed countries, you think that would stop that? Or would they be seeking more skilled people, you know? Because basically them sweatshop kids, the child labor, those are technically like the robots right now.
Yeah.
So like, is robots solving that problem in a sense? Because then that's where I could see being good.
No, I definitely see robots could solve that problem. But it's like, I still need somebody to come in and check. Like if you say two robots in a shop, you're supposed to come in and check them to see if they're functioning at maximum, you know, output or whatever. So you check the code, you check their wiring, you check to see if they're doing everything. So you just come in 2 hours a day just to make sure things are running smoothly on your two robots. And that's your job as maintenance. So you have the knowledge to keep these things running, right? And you probably have to check in on them like twice a day. So like throughout the whole day, just checking on them for like the whole experience of day is 4 hours. In the mornings, in the afternoons, you get paid, right? The robot's making a lot of money since the company's selling their product. And, you know, you're making your money for upholding the shit. So you can have like a symbiotic relationship with these robots and the whatever. But then you'll have a lot of people now able to like get into hobbies. And because that human touch would have an element to it, you would still have people selling and trading the goods that they decide to make or sell or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like you can buy it from the store for a lower price, or you can get this new authentic human touch. And because, you know, it's not that it's rare, but it's few, because everybody's putting in so much time to just create this thing, and they're getting money to cover their living expenses from their job. So everything else is just the extra buck that you make because you put in that work.
Yeah. Also complicated as hell, because then, like, realistically speaking, the only people left to make the money is the people who develop the technology, who get in paid for the patents or whatever, the people who operate in them, and then the people that maintaining them.
Yeah, but those are the people that also have to pay the government, though, because their companies are creating a lot of, like, they're getting a lot of the money because the robots are now doing the hard labor. The income that they make, like the revenue that they make, is going to be staggering. So instead of everybody paying tax, these big companies are going to have to pay hefty tax, but they still have a profit at the end of the day. So it's not like they're losing out. So they help provide the government. It's like in China, every company works for the government. Any idea that you have, if the government can profit from it, it's fucking the government's now. It's not yours no more. You know?
They say, yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, if that's, you know, dibs. That's mine.
That's crazy too. But I guess it works because, like, if them, they have all them people and be doing it that way, I guess there must be some method to the madness.
Bro, like, one of the reasons why China made people, allowed people to be millionaires is to inspire other people to work hard and to force ingenuity. Because it would have kept everybody at the standard pay, like, yeah, you're just making $15 an hour, like everybody else, work hard. Nah, people just kill themselves. I want better. Because they look at America and see what America have and say, I want that. I want billions of dollars so I could be free. And China said, you know what? I'll give you that. Because at the end of the day, it's my money. They can literally just take it away from you at a whim, so you can't do nothing. It's their money.
And that's what baffles my mind when I see Chinese students, not people that are working and have, you know, whatever. Chinese students come here and ball above us all.
Yep. Bro.
And I'm like, sir, how?
Like one Canadian dollar is like 5 kwai or some shit in China. Which is what they have to work 5 times harder in China to make the Canadian dollar. Make it make sense. And they're balling hard as fuck.
Hard as hell, bro. Bro, my school, bro, the tuition, like the high school was for a regular student, and he was staying in the dorm and stuff. 15,000 Canadian, bro, for the year, right? That's a lot of money, right?
It is.
That is a lot of money. That, bro, we have to go bank for that. These Chinese niggas come, and because they're international, they pay 30. And they don't pay 30 over time. They pay that 30 up front. And at any point they choose to leave the school, that 30,000 is still in the school because that is gone. You check? At the same time, I'm already like, okay, well, clearly y'all paid a lot of money to be here. So maybe I might be able to afford, you know, I might have to help y'all out, you know, because if y'all parents paying that much for y'all to be here, then that means y'all probably sacrificing the other. False. Completely false. False to the highest degree of false, bro. One of my friends, his English name is Jeff. And this man, he said his parents work for the Chinese government. It's like special ops, right?
Mm.
They're like police for like higher level police or whatever, right? And that's where he learned his, we used to call him Superman because this man built like a freaking, like, bro, he's a chisel body man, you check? And at the time, he was younger, but the man was like built like perfectly sculpted. All the Chinese are, they shaped like fucking, you know? And this guy, he just built, right? So I'm like, okay, you already have the looks department going for you, right? You're not the smartest, but that's fine. And it clearly was fine because at the same time, this man spent $30,000 to live on dorm. This man still had enough money to go and purchase a condo downtown Toronto. He purchased a condo downtown Toronto and had an Audi RS5, which at the time he got it, brand new, that thing was over 105K for the car alone.
How generous you think people like that are? Because I'm like, yo, you seem like you buy me a house now?
And I'm like, first of all, none of this makes sense. So if you're going to keep telling me that your parents are police officers, then you can kiss my ass because I know for a fact y'all sell drugs. I know for a fact y'all must sell drugs because you must be crazy to think I'm going to believe your parents work in the police force and can afford this type of living. So much so, I want to know what your living is actually like back in China. I want to know if this is like a downgrade for you. It's like so much to wrap my head around, bro. And they just have it, bro. My boy got suspended for smoking cigarettes, bro. You know, the boy spent his suspension in Cuba.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So he just said, he's like, all right, best 2 week vacation. I can do that. Fine. I'm out. On the weekends, the man would just take, bro. The man had somebody to go to his condo, pick up his car, drive it to school, so that he could sign out and then he would drive it back to Toronto. That person would then have somebody else pick them and he paid them for that.
You think when God said don't envy your neighbor's shit, he was talking about in this time period?
I don't think so, because I don't see how that's possible at this point. What type of shit we be seeing? Because what the hell, bro? Man's ordering, they already paid for the meals at school now. Everything, right? That man's like, yeah, that's not that. Man's ordering. That man will order in hundreds of dollars in food, eat $50 worth, leave the rest of it in their room to spoil, and throw it away 2 days later.
It's interesting because, you know, I don't want to sound kind of weird when I say this, but Asian folks usually hang around other Asian folks. And if all of them have the capacity to ball a little harder than the regular Joes, what is spend like when they're together?
Bro, that's a different story, bro. Because they used to go to the mall. They used to go to Yorkdale every Sunday. I remember one time, the ones I was close to came back. His family owns a coal mine and a coal check in China. So I know I could understand, you know, where that comes from. Because you literally own in not just land, you own equipment, you own
resources.
You supplying their people, you know, so that's a big time type of business. I get it. You make sense why you have money. Mm. Why does man whose parents' police have the same amount of money as you?
Because they protected the coal mine.
Bro. Oh, that man's went to your God. This man came back with a bag, Tony, the bag this big. In that bag was a scarf, a watch, a ring, and he also bought a handbag for his girlfriend. Yeah. Just this was like around Christmas time when he was going to go back for Christmas.
My friend,
how much did you spend? Because, like, I know they'd be balling out, but I'd be asking them because, like, it'd be blowing me every time. I'm just like, what did you spend? And my man say, I'm not sure. And the man go back in and pull out three receipts. And combined, it was $16,000, bro. $16,000 on a typical Sunday.
But suppose the boy hate everyone. He's like, every time I fucking go next to everyone, he asks me how much I spend. I don't know, what, to sound like a chump. So every time I go, I have to spend 16 on, so you know what I mean? And he's just like, yeah, when everyone see me, you get asked me to get sharp. And he just have to keep upgrading, like, every time.
Yo, the coal man gone bankrupt.
Yeah, but okay, not to say that you're, okay, let's say you're friends with this person, right? Like, friends, and you're lying with this person. Every time they go, they spend an exorbitant amount of money. But you just, like, you know, get some water, get the chips, get some fries and burger, and you're just chilling, you know? Content with what you have. You think at some point, like, let's say one day you decide, shit, I'm tight on cash. You're not going to ask this person to buy you shit because that's not how you're raised, right? But if they offer, you're not going to really deny. If you're at the point where they're always offering and you're always accepting, you think at some point they go like, we always go out, so you never spend money. I'm always spending money on you. And you never ask them, but they just decide they're going to do it. You think they're going to catch feelings? Because I feel like people are like that sometimes.
No, like, people are like that in general. And I, because, okay, I understand in life, bro, nobody owe me anything. Mm-hmm. Right? So any little thing that may cause you some level of inconvenience, even if it's not an inconvenience to you, it's still a sacrifice because you didn't have to do it. You check?
Mm-hmm.
I see that as, okay, well, I am clearly going to repay you some other way. I know money ain't going to do it. So there's something else I have to do for you. Not because I feel like I'm obligated to, but I want to do that because this can't be like, you know, I don't have money, so you helping me out with the money. I have to find something that you don't have so I can help you with it, you know? But I just wouldn't feel comfortable accepting all the time unless I'm giving back in some way or form. Right?
I feel you.
And I feel like the way that they used to move, bro, they never used to, I don't know if it's because they all had money. They never really, they're kind of selfish in that regard. They are pretty selfish, yeah. Because my other friend, after this one graduated, this guy was like the meanest one of all, boss. This man face don't know a smile. You check? But because he was always so mean, I'm like, first of all, this man gonna be my friend. You check? After a while, you know, like, literally, all of them kind of have, like, a racist side to them, especially to the blacks, because the blacks be actually doing some ghetto shit, bro. Like, it's like, yeah, I can't convince you to like these people either, because I know they be doing some out-of-pocket shit, so I get it. But then, like, with me, because I wasn't doing no out-of-pocket shit, and I was also, like, the RA for the dorm.
Mm.
It was like, I got to kind of gain some kind of relationship, and they had my respect, and, you know, because of, like, one, my position, and two, how I was as a person with them. Check, I never wanted nothing. I would come in their room when I doing room check, and when they're playing the games, I'm watching the game, and whatever, and I chat to them and bust a joke. You know, just, like, trying, like, go on their level. I see the stupidness they be doing for fun with each other. So I doing the stupidness with them, too, you know? And him, that one in particular, bro, I remember one time, this man, he had a gaming PC, and he didn't want the whole PC set up anymore. So he literally, he got a, I guess that's when the Alienware and them were hot. Okay, so he bought Alienware and he upgraded the monitor and gave, I think, another Asian student, bought his actual PC off of him. And then he just had the extra monitor. And then he was like, the resolution on this one already doing it. This monitor is perfectly fine, but I'm just going to get rid of it, right? And I see this man going to throw the shit in the garbage. Garbage, no? Garbage. I said, Jason, what the fuck you doing? And he's just like, oh, I don't want this anymore, so I'm throwing it away.
And then give it to somebody.
I was like, Jason, sell it. Is it working? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, why would you throw it away? He's like, because I don't want it anymore. Like literally the thought of giving it to somebody else
didn't cross his mind.
And then I was like, bro, okay. And he's like, oh, wait, what? Do you want it? I'm like, I mean, I don't really have anything to do with it. So not necessarily, but I'm sure somebody else wants it. He's like, no, it's either I'm giving it to you and you're not allowed to give it to anybody else, or I'm throwing this in the garbage.
What?
Yeah, literally, bro. It's either he give it to me because it's me, or he throwing it in the garbage.
So what if I just coop out the garbage and I see him throw it in there? Like, this is why now. You go fight me and say, leave it in the garbage.
No, sorry. This man is also a man that, because he's going to throw it away, he's probably going to smash it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ah, bro. They're like that. They're very much like that. You check? So, and I don't want to say it's just him like that. Because others, they never really gave nothing to nobody. Nobody ever get nothing from them. You check? I was literally... When mans found out that, yo, them mans be actually giving me food, them man give me like that shit. And so mans was shocked because that never happens in history, because that's just not how these people are. But it's like, yo, bro, that was a whole experience, bro. Literally, if I was situated around them today, I would probably be in a lot of a, like a better off position in life because of I'm just me and they have accepted me as me. But like anybody else,
and they'll be sharing game with you.
You check? Then I was talking to them and they just said, okay, well, hurry up and finish talking to me so I don't have to talk.
Everyone, what are you doing with our future, bro? That's the link.
Bro, networking is what you're doing. I know exactly who to network with, you check?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a skyline. They don't have the links. What are you doing?
Bro, they have them, bro. It's bro. The same one I told you is like the Superman one.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be leasing cars ever so often. Like in the summertime, this man will have a Lambo. In the wintertime, he will trade back in the Lambo and get to like a G-Wagon, an SUV, like Ben. You check? And
that's how I know he's a smart man. I can't lease because I know people stupid. And if I get into an accident, I know I go do it myself.
Bro, he don't care though. He still drive it like it's his because if he gets an accident and freak up something, he would just pay for it.
Yeah, he have that I don't care. If I had I don't care money, I would definitely lease, not own. I don't have that I don't care money. That emergency, jeez.
Whatever, you know, come see me or whatever. But it's just like a part of me feel like, no, dog, your people really sell drugs, dog. I'm scared, actually. Like, the day I hang with you, they're going to say, okay, he must clearly be a part of the organization. And that's the day they're going public. Because what else would a rich Chinese person where the government don't know where he gets his money from be doing with, you know, a raggedy Negro like me, you know?
See, what you don't know is they're trying to convert you in part of the ops. So they're trying to do a sting on this black community that sells drugs. But they're like, he's going to stand out as an Asian kid because the parents send him on the cover. He's like, there's no way I can be black. They're going to say I'm racist, right? So the moms and them tell him to go befriend a big head black guy who can fit in.
Oh, he said, yeah, that's the one.
Yep, you was his mark, right? He was going to use it. Hey, I just bought a new place over in blah, 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 blah. You know, come check it out with me. I'm trying to rent it out and I feel like I can just give you for $200 a month. Like it's pretty big. And he'll put you in the environment, you know, tell some guys that if you ever want me to sell some drugs, me and my friend live in this house, you can just come over and just drop your shit off and we'll figure it out. So then a bunch of guys just come over, drop drugs and guns off at your door. You're gonna be so surprised. You could call your friend like, yo, shit happening. And he's like, I don't know, just hide it. Cause I think a police is supposed to come across. So you're gonna take it downstairs, fingerprint all of the stuff. You have video footage, you're gonna get blackmailed. And he go like, all right, everyone, so here's what's going to happen. You're going to work for us because we're trying to get these black folks who are buying drugs from Mexico. And we want them to buy the drugs from China. And then once that whole thing going from China to Canada, they go arrest you, take over the business. Sure. Mm-hmm. That was the plan.
I'm the fall guy, bro.
But you're too nice.
And guess what? Apparently, I would do good in prison. I guess that's what they see. It's like, yeah, he can get by.
Yeah, he can get by.
My man say, yep, necessary sacrifice.
Yeah, he's pretty good with people. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's what it picked me. He's like, yeah, if he could be friends with us.
The sky's the limit.
But at the same time, the man's were friendly, bro. They didn't give no fucks, bro. When I tell you they gave no fucks, like, we were just cool to the point where we knew we had each other's respect. Like, I know in a situation, if I was down, that man would have really helped me out. Like, for real. I feel that type of connection from them. But at the same time, they didn't care to be polite or politically correct either. Literally, I'll find my yearbook, bro. Like, in the yearbook in the car. Mm. There's one, my friend Jason, he wrote, like, because everybody signs up and puts it in a note. He was like, Evron. No, he used to call me Gavron. Like, Gavron. Uh-huh. I used to call him Gason. Right? And he's like, Gavron. Gavron, my favorite, yeah, my favorite nigga friend. You listen to my favorite nigga friend.
In the book?
In my yearbook, bro. This nigga don't give a fuck, bro. Not even nigger with the hard ER, bro. I tell them I don't give a fuck, bro. But they funny, bro. They just don't care.
You know, I don't think I'll be that offended if a Chinese person.
No. That's the thing. Because I know. That's the thing, though. I know if they refer to anybody else as a nigga, it would literally be a. Nah, because fuck this person, you know? But like, for me, it's yeah. Literally, they're just so freaking playful, bro. They literally will do things to get you. Like, they poke. Bro, them mans are poking your bottom, dog, in runway. They would do the 1,000 years of pain shit and just freaking.
Yeah,
they...
you see, but that's weird because that's what I'm saying. Like, the culture is different. Because, like, when I first came to Canada and you took me to the lockers and I saw everybody naked, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Right? That was weird. But y'all was all here talking and sharing biscuits and all kind of stuff in the nude. And I'm like, right? So I feel like there's something in the Asian culture that I'm just not aware of. And
oh yeah, they're not the whole thing of like playing, like, for yo, honestly speaking, dog, playing gay and doing gay shit is not as much as of a red flag. Like, they're just really confident, like, they don't care. Like, if you think they're gay, they don't give a fuck, because they know they're not gay. You check, them mans will be in chapel, dog, right? The whole bench, the whole pew is empty, and them mans will just sit down on each other because you check. Them as a sit down on each other's lap, like how your gal will sit down on your lap, dog.
And is it an innocence, or is it just that's weird if you think it's gay?
It's like
because it's really that, like, culture thing, dog. It is kind of
gay, but it's like, it's not okay. See, like, if we do something gay back home, how everybody can hear about it and everybody can warn you for the rest of your life because you did that shit.
Can't convince them that you're not no more.
It's just like, ah, that's pretty gay. End of discussion. Life moves on, but he's still sitting on his lap. You check? It's not like, haha, that's gay, ha ha ha. I hop off and back to now. No, it's like, yeah, back to like real issue, because we know this has been, we're not actually being gay. Like, we're just like, they're not cuddling up or not. They literally just, it's just not a big deal.
Like, that's a couple of my friends that I have in China, they're saying that like the Chinese over there mad racist, but it's like if they don't even know, care that they are. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, is that what white people have to do? Just be super racist and just accept that that's who they are, and they're just like, yeah, live with it or you don't. Life goes on.
For real. Because then you can't argue with that at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you can argue with the person who does something racist, and when you confront them, they say, that's an argument.
Yeah.
Me and you can clash.
But if they accept that it's racist, and it's not like, it's not too much of an ill will towards you. It's just the things that you did and said that made me say this thing. And then I don't care how you feel. I just keep moving on because I said my piece.
Yeah, literally. That's how they stay. They don't care, bro. They literally just talk. I don't know. And that's the thing. I also kind of want to get a better understanding of the culture. They're not a good example of it. Reason is, the fact that they can afford to be here in Canada shows you which society they're part of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know what a poor Chinese person is like. I don't know if they're more like, you know, would be more, you know, less racist or less upfront, less cocky, and like, I don't know if they would be like based on their status, if you know. But the ones that I typically, that, you know, literally the Asian you see here, if you don't see those people going to work and working hard every day, they come from that part of life. And even when they do, and they're working hard, they're working hard for each other, you know. Like, how often do you see an immigrant Chinese person working for somebody else that's not Chinese?
I could tell you how many. Okay, I can't think of any.
Like, that man's just different, bro. It's like difference in a way that's like, I don't know if you're like this because you can afford to be this way, or if this is just how you guys are. And that's, it's literally, so I really can't tell you.
Yeah, I'm still looking at Asian friends so I can figure out what it's like. Like, I just want to know how they think, how they operate, but I just don't know how to break that ice. Like, well, we don't have nothing in common.
That's the thing. I don't think I would have been able to make friends with these guys
if you didn't have that position.
Yeah, that put us close. Like, we literally had to live as brothers in this boys' dorm. You check? It's literally had to. And my position, because it's not like the other black guys were friends with these guys at all. You know? There's literally a divide. It's literally like, you walk, like when you have church, you literally walk in and there's everybody over here and the Chinese over there. And they all sit in together. They really sit mixed up. There's like one or two of them that are just really nice, really humble, that actually want to make friends with different people. They want to learn about your culture, you know. You have a handful of them, but like let's say we had 100 Chinese students, maybe only 4 of them were actually like that.
What happened to that other Asian girl that we went out with that one time downtown? With Camille and Grace. Bro, I was invisible to Grace for the whole time. I was like, am I even here with these guys? I'm back here with Akia, like, bro, I know I don't know these people like that, but I am literally the only person who does not see me is this lady. Her eyes would literally look through me, look past me, and I'm like, I feel hurt and I cannot express myself. I'm talking to everybody and she's just there. And she literally, one time they had the hooker and she just passed it right by me. And I'm like, I guess I'm not smoking. No. Bro, I was just looking at people like, y'all see this, right? And nobody started me except Akio.
She was actually, because she's Korean, right? And
compared to the Chinese, were a lot nicer. Literally, there was her, this other girl named Sophie, who graduated before her, this other one that was in the same, no, in a class lower than her, called Jing, but she left early. So, like, literally, at one point, she was the only Korean left. And I don't know if she was hanging with everybody else because they were gone, but I hadn't really noticed her until she was really hanging with everybody. I'm like, oh, shit, great school like that, true, you know? And then she was just, like, really open and stuff. But it wasn't that she saw through you. It's more so that I want to say she kind of shy in a sense. So because she don't, it was, like, more of a, well, I don't really know him, so.
I'm shy. I didn't know Camilla. Me and Melvin wasn't even that close. I just said, Melvin, every time I see him with you. That was the relationship at the time. Yeah. This girl made an effort to ignore my presence, bro. That's what I felt. I don't know if that's the facts or not. Even when we went to go order pizza, she asked even Akil. She didn't even care what I wanted on the pizza. Everyone was the one who was like, what kind of pizza you want? I'm like, whatever y'all getting, I just don't eat pork.
Yo, the thing is, he's saying all this. I didn't see it then, but I see it now. And, you know, because of that, she said, this man's just been intrigued about her ever since.
Yeah, I'm bro.
Well, I just don't fuck. But she good, though. She was in Korea for the last 4 months. I think
she got the PR citizenship, because I remember she got something.
I think it was her PR she got.
Oh, okay. So she got it in dip? I won't be like her boy.
I don't think she dipped right away, but she... No, it wasn't right away, because she was working as a chef.
Toronto, right?
Grace is smart as hell, bro. And it's like, yo, like, Grace used to help me with my home check. Like, literally, we used to study together in this conference room. And Grace used to help me with shit. So, I know she a real one from them days. Check, but like,
bro, yeah, when the man told me she was a chef, I was like, ooh, a chef that's working downtown Toronto. At least I'll have a mutual friend that can, like, tell me some hot spots, you know? Some places I can go and eat, could take some friends out to. I just realized that relationship would never happen. But I got my hopes up, and she just looked right through me and shattered them.
Yo, mash you up. Something on my face, something I said, was like, everything.
It's my fault, I had my expectations too high. Whatever happened to Neighbor?
Neighbor.
I was going to say Glennyuk, but it's begin with O.
I have no idea. Bro, remember she blocked me?
She did, yes. Hear this, bro. Right, Tony? So, this when I came here, there was this one girl, like, just living literally same floor as me. I'd door down from my apartment, right? I would see her every time. When I was going to school, I would see her, like, every morning and afternoon. I'm going to school or coming from school, right? So, I'm just like, we live in the same building. We get into the elevator. We say hi, howdy, whatever. Each time. So, I was like, all right, this is literally family friend. We live in the same building. Cool. So I start talking to her every now and then, and I'm like, share one, two, joke, talk, whatever, right? And I keep telling everyone about this cool person that live in my building. I'm telling him, bro, once we make this friendship, we'll be able to, like, explore town, because she a local, right? She's a local. She can show me all the spots in it. Because all I'm looking for is a local to really just spoil me and show me around the place, because I'm lazy like that. I don't want to go explore by myself, right? No, I was up with her on Tinder a day I was using that, and I showed everyone, and everyone was like, the world is fucking small, bro. I was like, you happen, you know her?
He knew her.
Yeah, he knew her. And I was like, bro, I know that girl. I was like, impossible, bro. I've been talking about this girl for months. You don't know her. Right? So he was like, whoa, yeah, he's telling me now she's cool and everything. Like, yeah, we'll be good friends and stuff. So I was like, okay, so I don't have to change up anything that I'm doing. So while I'm talking, everyone's like, I'm gonna come over to, like, Toronto in a minute. We can, like, whatever. But before everyone came over here, right? He said, hey, I actually know her, but I don't have her number or anything, but I could talk to her cousin and see if I can, like, get her number, or, like, at least have a little introduction, like, yo, we actually have a mutual friend in your area. Isn't that coincidence, right? So everyone sent the cousin a little message or one, two. And then the cousin must have sent on a message to her. And then the message came back to everyone saying, oh, she was in a bad relationship. She's not looking for nothing. And I'm like, So I'm like, what a message that got sent? Because...
what did you say?
I'm like,
my response is that? Like, I'm like, first of all, he and I even on that vibe.
You're not, right?
Like, he literally don't know nobody. He lived next to somebody I know. Somebody we both know.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, why would you not? Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah. Right, right. So now I'm baffled. So now I see neighbor one day, right? Go to the elevator. So when I come to my apartment, I see her. Actually, no, I was in the apartment. I was downstairs getting ready to go back up and she was coming down. So because I was looking towards the door, I saw a reflection come out of the elevator, right? Mm-hmm. And she clearly saw me when the door was open. And she looked down her phone and I saw the whole thing because I'm looking at the reflection. And I turned around to say hi and she didn't lift up her head at all. She just went out the door and I was like, okay, I guess she was on the phone listening to music, whatever, whatever. Cool. Later that week, I meet her again. So I was like, you know, still smiling, like, it's my friend. Hey, girl, see me, don't see me, kept moving. I was like, the fuck? So, you know, I'm mad confused, right? I'm mad confused. So I'm trying to figure out, everyone, what's going on, dog? He's like, I don't know. And then everyone do something, something, something. Everyone got blocked. I was like, you got blocked? He's like, I got blocked. I was like, bro, I got blocked in person.
That whole situation, I don't understand what.
Maybe her friend said something.
But the thing is, me and her friend are close, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't have a reason to believe she would do me like that.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, painted as a, but at the same time, she kind of was the kind of girl in high school, black girl in high school that would always have drama type thing. Okay. Not the neighbor, friend.
The friend, okay, true.
Which is a neighbor cousin, right? So it was just like, I'm just like, I feel like because you know maybe other situations. The only thing I could think of is maybe she was like, oh, well, you really need to take time to focus on yourself and you really don't need to be talking to the boys or whatever, whatever. So maybe she just discouraged it off the bat for her cousin's well-being. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like also at that time, too, like, they're just in this, like, we don't trust niggas. Jeez, all niggas want to do is fucking all this. And I'm like, we're genuine people here, bro.
Right?
We didn't even get the chance.
I wasn't even on that vibe is the thing, bro. It's like, if I was, I could get it, right? Like, she was in a bad place. She's not trying to fuck. But I'm just like, I was just genuinely looking for somebody to explore this terrain that I have no idea how it looks yet.
New to the
area. New. The only thing I know is my route to school and back.
Yeah, that's my Houston school.
Oh. And have you seen her ever since? Or you
haven't? I haven't. And I know her family still live in the apartment. That's the funny thing. So I'm like, maybe she moved out because she was working as a chef. And she was working some sick hours. So I'm like, maybe she got some money and she decided, nah, I need my independence. And she dipped from the family. But her family's still here. I just don't see her. And I'm like, man, I don't know if she know the predator and his technology got into her hands, but this girl is incognito.
Yeah, like, I just remember I was just like 2 months old. I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, why was she? So I go to actually check to see if she ever, like, responded to my message, because I know I didn't get the response back then. Check. So I pulling up, I searching this girl name and I can't find the name. No way at all. So I go back in the messages. I'm scrolling. It said, what does Facebook refer to people as when they deactivate or when they're blocked? It's like user.
Some kind of user,
And I'm like, oh. I'm like, okay, that's odd. I'm like, okay, what's her IG? And I'm searching, bro. No trace.
And the funny thing is, bro, I think any friend request that she got within the month that was man related, she blocked. Because I had two accounts at the time, and the first one, it definitely had my afro, but you couldn't see my face. And I sent a friend request out to everyone, so he got blocked. So I was like, yeah, what's the worst that could happen? So I sent a request, right? Blocked. Not accept, just blocked. I was like, hey, she just disappeared. I can't even search up no more. So I was like, weird. So I said, all right, let me be a weirdo and go on my other profile, right? And send it, blocked. I was like, how she even know this attached to this? How? There is no connection. So she's just blocking everybody who sent a friend request within that month, week, or whatever.
She's just mad at life. I don't know what it is. Because it's like, I hit her up, right? I said, hey. And she replied, back to the hey. She's like, oh, shit, everyone. So, hey, what's up, right? And I said, no, not much, whatever, whatever. I was like, yo, small world. I kind of laid it out. I'm like, so, you know, my friend, you know, just moved to Toronto, whatever, whatever. And, you know, he didn't have no friends and he'd be like around his building and he'd see people and like he would tell me, like, yeah, you know, there's like somebody to see potentially friends with, you know, like, somebody young his age, you know, looking, that'd be dope and whatever. And he's just been saying, like, I literally explained to her what he, you know, what I know, process, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got red and I was like, okay,
it makes sense that she'd probably read it because it was a big paragraph, right? And maybe she just wasn't in a position to answer back.
Yeah.
So I left it alone and I just didn't look back until Timon said what he said when she walked by the street. So I'm like, wait a minute, I never did get a response. Yeah. But I'm like, or did I? So I went back to message the check and my girl was just, I was like, first of all, I didn't even do nothing. Why are you blocking me? Like, you could have literally just told me I ain't interested, blah, blah, blah. Because me and you, like, we weren't friends. She was black, I'm black. We automatically, like, lime in the same group because we're the niggas in school.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, so we'd be in a circle, we bust jokes together. I was no stranger. She was no stranger to me type thing. We're all dope. Like, we've been all been to the grocery store together. We've gone out to the mall. We used to hang in the park as a group and shit. So it's like somebody I know in that sense, bro. And my girl just dusts me, bro, and dusts everybody else off. I'm like, that's creepy.
You had me thinking, she even friends with Everett for real? Was Everett just dude? What is a delusion for everyone?
Maybe. At this point, I'm like, no, because I don't know. Bro, if I could do that with the Chinese kids, bro, you really telling me? Bro, that girl was my friend.
I mean, no, and again, no, I'm just like, this girl, okay, she alive. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. But it's just, bro, it's just weird how it just happened, dog. It's just weird.
It was, yeah. I just have to laugh at that every time, dog.
Every time.
Women are a joke. I'm like, why would you just not say I'll pass?
Right? Or you just know? Let me say some shit to like, me and random cousin.
To check? Like, because I literally went back and I'm like, yo, what did you tell Colleen? And she was like, what you told me. And I'm like, this don't make sense.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
I pressed her no more to say, are you sure that's what you... No, I'm just going to ask you once.
Yeah.
What it is, because I don't need to be arguing with nobody over somebody else for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, so it's just like, whatever. I just left it there, bro. And like me and the cousin, we still, you know, like post them down again, chat up and laugh, blah, blah, blah. So like, I'm going to wait until I buck up with the cousin in person to be like, bitch, what the fuck did you say? Cool, she buy shilip. So what the fuck is
bro, one time everyone came over, right, because I think he had a layover flight or something. So I was in the hallway. I just started talking a little bit louder, saying, ha ha, Evron, ha ha. So the voice get echoed on the hall and she can know that Evron is in the vicinity.
Yo. I was low-key, I was like, first of all, this girl for sure not coming out. So this damn hall. It's like, if she has somewhere to go, she called us. It's like, she not going to work. It's like, because like after that, like, yo, you know, be jokes? If she literally dipped because she blocked you and she couldn't face you, like,
right?
She's like, no, I can't risk running into this guy again, you know, because, you know, and then this girl's just like, yeah, I have to move.
For after them two, I just say, I'm trying to heal her up and like say howdy and stuff. And she done like brush me off twice. I was like, all right, that's done. There's no more me trying to look at your direction. Like, I see you, I don't see you. Like, I'm not no clown. I'm not doing it three times. The fuck?
Bitch, I can ignore you too. Right? That's so funny. Because I, from the time I found out that this was somebody I knew, in my head, I'm like, wow.
It's like, it's a win. It was like, new friend alert.
Excitement. I'm like, yeah. You know, like, yo, no, no, this man. Because I knew what his schedule, like, I know this man literally not getting out. And I'd be like, yo, come on, go. No, do that. So now I'm like, wow, God literally put this together for me. And now, yo, I'm going to set this up for you, fam. And I be cool because she cool. I know y'all will literally get along because I know who he is. I know who she is. Yeah. They would literally get along. I don't know, boss. I don't know. That baffled me to this day.
You know, so no, I had to get the classes for 7 o'clock. And the bus ride was like both ways. I spent 6 hours on the bus. 3 to go, 3 to come. I sleep for 4 hours for those 2 years, right? I didn't have time to do anything. It was just school and home. And during the summers, I got to work. I got a job. I got something to do. And I was working like the night shift. So like during the day, yeah, I'm sleeping. During the night, I'm at work. I wasn't seeing people or meeting people like that. Where my life is set up to not meet a lot of people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, the thing is, I got it, bro. It was like, I get it. And that's why I was like, not only this man put somebody close, this man put the bitch next door. Next door.
Next door?
Next door. Like, you're next door, dear. Literally next door, bro. That was like, bro, in my head, though, finding out all this, it was like, yo, look at God.
Right?
Just excitement. Like, let's just go work all these things, be friends. When I come to hang with him, when I have an extra friend, no, right. Like, boy. God knew otherwise. Right. He knew otherwise, boss. He had to for a reason.
Nah, I just got Job. The devil was playing with me.
Man, gave you a thought and took it away.
The man sent Grace across my path. He said, watch this. And then he said, Colleen next. He's like, watch this. And God was like, stop playing with him, man. Niggas, I hear y'all got shit to do tonight and it's late. You've been talking.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Man, enjoy the talk.
Yeah, bro. No, yeah. But yo, Tony, down to come on. In the same way, like, call Melvin, down to come on whenever. It's just a match of it. In the future, one time.
For sure. All right, take care.
Take care, bro. Mm-hmm. Darling, please stop driving me crazy. Oh,